Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and we're going to keep today's episode brief because, as you can probably tell, my voice is shot. I'm feeling pretty under the weather today, so I think we're about an octave lower than normal here, but we'll power through the couple of stories here and then hopefully be better tomorrow. Tesla stock did finish down on the day today, down 1.7% to $673.60. That did compare to the NASDAQ, down 1.9% though, so not a bad day overall considering the macro environment. Alright, first up here we've got a story from TechCrunch this morning about Tesla buying some patents from a battery startup for the low price of $3. More precisely, what Tesla actually bought were patent applications. The patents were granted in January, so Tesla does now hold these patents. These were from Spring Power, a Canadian battery company. And the three patent applications that Tesla purchased were for number one, innovative process to produce cathode materials for rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. Number two, process for recovering materials from spent rechargeable lithium batteries. And number three, method to produce cathode materials for lithium-ion batteries. So a lot about cathodes there. TechCrunch writes, quote, manufacturing cathodes for electric vehicle batteries traditionally generates large quantities of contaminated water, up to 4,000 gallons containing ammonia, metal particles, and toxic materials for every ton of cathode material produced. Spring Power's process cleverly recirculates the chemical solution, removing the need for expensive water treatment, end quote. This is, of course, something that Tesla talked quite a bit about at Battery Day. You may remember they showed a slide about the traditional cathode process where all that wastewater is involved. And then they showed the Tesla cathode process where there's much less water being used and it looks like no wastewater. So Tesla bought these patent applications just a couple weeks before Battery Day, and Tesla would have been well down the path of this process already. Tesla actually walked some investors through cathode production at Battery Day. And remember, Battery Day was delayed by quite a few months. So kind of interesting to see that timing, not really sure exactly what to make of that. Perhaps Tesla was working with Spring Power on this all along, and where things stand right now, it looks like Tesla may have actually acquired Spring Power. Spring Power's website now is pretty much just a blank landing page with a generic email. TechCrunch has found a lot of Spring Power employees have changed their LinkedIn profiles to show that they're now working at Tesla. Spring Power CEO Michael Wang, his LinkedIn feed is filled with Tesla things, liking posts from Drew Buglino, for example, within the last couple of months. And you really have to wonder why any company would ever sell any patent application for a dollar a piece if there wasn't some other deal in the works behind the scenes. So like we have seen in the past with Tesla acquiring Purbix, Hybar, Grohmann, it looks like Tesla may have another under-the-radar acquisition here. Speaking of Tesla acquisitions and specifically Grohmann, we've got a bit of an update there as well. This is from Twitter user Humpy Dumpy, who last week was out at the Tesla Grohmann location and noticed some significant construction underway in the area that used to be the employee parking lot. So we'll see if getting more eyes on that offers any more insight into it from a construction standpoint, but I would imagine just more space for that team to continue to expand. All right, last item for today, told you it would be a quick one. This is from Auto News. They are reporting that Stellantis' CEO, remember this is the merger of PSA Group and Fiat Chrysler, their CEO in an interview with a French publication said, quote, with the electrical technology that PSA brought to Stellantis, we will meet the carbon dioxide emission regulations as early as this year, thus we will not need to call on European CO2 credits, and FCA will no longer have to pool with Tesla or anyone, end quote. So I did notice that he did say as early as this year. That could imply that it won't happen this year, could actually happen later, but apparently a spokesperson did comment to Auto News saying, quote, as a result of the combination of PSA and FCA, Stellantis will be in a position to achieve CO2 targets in Europe for 2021 without open passenger car pooling arrangements with other automakers, end quote. So how this impacts Tesla remains to be seen. Auto News did say that a Stellantis spokesman said the company is in discussions with Tesla about the financial implications of stopping the pooling agreement. So I don't know if Stellantis would then have to potentially buy Tesla out. And if Tesla is no longer pooling with Stellantis, would somebody else need those credits where Tesla could then pool with them instead? These would still be open questions, so the impact of Tesla right now would be a little bit unclear. Perhaps also worth noting that this is a stark difference from what Fiat Chrysler had said on their earnings call back in March, when they had said that spending for credits would be down in 2021, but not significantly lower than last year. Obviously things could change, but it is surprising to see them change that quickly to that degree. So we'll keep an eye out for any more information on that, but potentially something to keep in mind as we look ahead to Q2 and the rest of the year for Tesla. All right, that'll wrap it up for today. Thanks for bearing with me through the voice, hopefully back to normal tomorrow. But as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, May 5th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.